Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
Brought to you by Real Ketones Keto Energy Shots. Sustained energy without the sugar, jitters, or crash. Here's Tony D and Ron Culver.
All right, the good, the bad, and the dumb here on a Tuesday as we continue along with Wake Up Call. Glad you could be with us. All right, let's get the good of the day now that week two in the NFL is done.
The good of the day. We're all fans of that Costco hot dog and soda combo, right?
Well, I don't go to Costco, so I'm assuming that it is good.
You are missing out.
I do not have a Costco in my area. I do have a Sam's Club.
That doesn't count. You got to do Costco. The reason why I bring this up is because since 1984, the Costco and soda combo has remained the same price, $1.50.
$1.50 for a hot dog and a soda.
Yeah, and then when I say hot dog, it's not just a, you know, it's a jumbo hot dog. It's huge dog. It'll fill you up. Two of them is gluttonous. How about that?
That's pretty good.
Right? But I'm bringing this up because the reason why the hot dog has remained at $1.50 is because years ago, the president of Costco, Craig Jelinek, once complained to the co-founder, who was CEO at the time, Jim Senegal, that they are losing money on the hot dog.
Really?
Each month, they're losing money on the hot dog. And these are Jim Senegal's words, not mine. If you raise the price of the effing hot dog, I will kill you. Figure it out.
Oh, nice. Good. That's great. What a great story.
So it's why it's remained $1.50 and doesn't look like it's going to change anytime soon.
I feel like a hot dog bun and soda, even with the paper cup and the lid and the straw, is still 25, 30 cents.
You would think.
50 cents when you buy it in the kind of bulk they probably buy it at.
Yeah, I mean, I would assume that too, but
Maybe the price of that stuff really is bad. I don't know.
But I mean, if you can get to a Costco and you people out there listening who do frequent the Costco, let us know. I mean, the hot dog and soda combo is probably one of the great things. It's one of the reasons why I go to Costco.
Wait a minute. You pay a membership to Costco just to get a hot dog and a soda for $1.50?
No, I pay a membership to Costco so I can buy toilet paper in bulk.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
But the perk is $1.50 hot dog.
When we go to Sam's Club, it's the same thing. Sam's Club has like pizzas for $1.10 for like $2 for like, you know.
Because you go there and you're, I mean.
Because you are paying a membership fee.
Not only that.
Helps
but,
all that stuff out.
But it's hard to walk out of there without spending a $100 bill.
No, of course not. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, one item is $10.
That's where I went a couple of years ago when I wanted to one-up my neighbor for Halloween by giving out king-size candy bars, the big candy bars. I was like, I'm going to buy them in bulk. Let me go to the Sam's Club and buy all the big-time candy bars.
Yes.
And I was trying to one-up my neighbor.
And I did one-up my neighbor.
Well, we'll see. I mean,
it's weird, isn't it?
It's weird because I don't know if we'll have a Halloween, and I want to be prepared. But at the same time, look, the last thing I need in my house is 50 large candy bars because they're not going to stay in my house, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
You know, so like if I buy 50 candy bars and there's no Halloween, I'm eating them.
Yeah.
Like, there's no choice. I can't help myself.
They won't go as quickly.
You
know, they won't be gone in one night, but yeah, maybe 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
I'll be feeding my sugar addiction, which is, according to Rocco DiSpirito, 7 times worse than a cocaine addiction.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what Rocco said on a Chopped episode once, and I never forgot that, ever.
I'm an addict.
I know. It's one of those stats where I wasn't sure if it was true or not. I just went, well, it comes from a world-renowned chef, so yeah, I'm just going to assume it's true.
He must have done the research already. We'll just go seven with what times.
I mean, you know, Hollywood makes it because you know if Hollywood makes like rehab, like these, you know, hey, it's really hard, very difficult to kick these drug habits. I'll never kick sugar then.
But there's
never.
There's no sugar rehab though.
There's no place to go to rehab for sugar.
If you go to rehab, what's the one thing they always show? Like when you're watching television or movies and the guy goes to an AA meeting, they always have a table of like donuts or cookies.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't have that. What are you going to have? Broccoli and carrots and celery at a sugar addict? Nah, it's not going to happen.
All right, let's get to the bad of the day.
The bad of the day is the Niners are the NFL's version of 2020.
The Niners are the NFL version of 2020.
Yeah. Well, listen to this rap sheet. First of all, you have like half their team injured.
That's right.
I mean, and they suffered more this past weekend. Their MRI truck broke down.
What?
So apparently the Niners schedule, which is kind of fun, and why they're staying this far away, I'm not really sure. Maybe you could tell me it's not as far as I'm thinking it is. But they played at the Jets this past weekend, and then they play at the Giants this coming weekend.
Right, same stadium.
So, but they're staying in West Virginia.
Ooh.
At where Greenbrier are they staying? Resort.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's so, not that far, but I'm sure they're
I know.
You know, well, okay. I think there's a reason for that, because the Greenbrier is set up for NFL training camp.
So, but the MRI truck, which is a big truck, was driving out to stay at the Greenbrier Resort in West Virginia, broke down. That's why it took so long to get results for Nick Bosa and Solomon Thomas. They had to go to a local hospital.
Okay, do you need an MRI truck? Can you rent one or borrow one? Or
I don't think you can rent. I don't think they're that readily available.
But you know what I mean?
But they had to go to a local hospital, probably wait in line with everybody else before getting an MRI.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, where if they have their own truck, there's like, hey, just pop in there. We'll get the results in no time.
Yeah, can you imagine? Bosa? Here.
Am I pronouncing that right? Is that Solomon?
Solomon? Wait right here. The doctor will see you. 4 hours later, he shows up. Okay, what do we have here?
Okay.
What seems to be the problem?
So
yeah, they don't want to deal with that nonsense.
You have all the injuries. You have the MRI truck. On their way out to travel to New York from San Francisco, their plane got hit.
Wait a minute.
It was on the runway. This is before they got on the plane.
So they got on the plane. Before they got on the plane.
Before they got on the plane, or maybe they were sitting on the plane. I'm not sure. Their plane got hit. So they were, because they were scheduled to fly out of San Jose and head to New York. Their plane got hit. Their chartered flight, the plane itself got hit on the runway, dented it enough that it was deemed unflyable. So then they had to drive from San Jose up to San Francisco International before flying out, which caused a 6-hour delay.
Oh, for gosh.
They were supposed to be in their hotel rooms by 9 p.m. They didn't get into their hotel rooms until 4:30 p.m.
Oh, no. How horrible.
So, yeah. And on top of all that, I'm sure the air quality for their practices have not been great.
No, that's true.
The Niners are, you know, the NFL's version of 2020. Everything that's going wrong is happening to them. All they
need
is
that MRI truck is... That sounded terrible.
Yeah, all they need is some murder hornets to camp out in the stadium, Levi's Stadium.
Good point. All right, the dumb of the day.
The dumb of the day is that there was a 1-horsepower speed chase that took place on a Chicago highway yesterday.
Okay, 1-horsepower.
1-horsepower speed chase.
Okay, explain that one.
Basically, a guy on a horse decided to take his horse onto the highway and ride down the highway.
Ooh,
he was flagged. He was flagged by motorcycles. Apparently, this guy's an activist. His nickname is the Census Cowboy. He was doing it for Kids Lives Matter to raise awareness that, hey, you need to take care of yourself for the 2020 census. Fill out the form.
And he thought getting on the highway with a horse with speeding cars was a good idea?
Well, I mean, no cars. I mean, the video I saw, I don't know how. We never got to see the video of cars actually passing him. But the horse is running down the freeway. He is riding that horse.
But no cars are around him.
No, because he was flanked by motorcycles.
I got you.
It was almost like Hell's Angels was taking care of him as he was driving down until the cops showed up. And then obviously the...
But this was not a sanctioned town thing.
No.
They were like, this is bad.
Pulling him over, they arrested him and the horse. They had to throw the horse into it.
Man.
You know, the Chicago has city... police officers on horseback. They had to throw the horse into one of their wagons, take him to jail.
What's the penalty for something like that?
I have no idea.
Fine and a little bit of community service.
I mean, if you're a judge, you sit there and go, "Hey, listen, sir, your heart is in the right place, but you know, you almost made glue out of your favorite animal."
Yeah, exactly. Can't put the horse in danger like that.
Yeah. But it is a funny sight to see. If you look on Twitter, you can see the videos of this horse just running like, down the freeway.
Wouldn't that freak you out if you were driving out of nowhere, like this horse, and you're like, wait a minute, and you're swerving out of the way, trying to slow down from 80 miles an hour or whatever you're doing?
I hope I'm faster than a one horsepower horse.
Well, yeah, but it still doesn't mean, like, what if you're behind it or you're stuck in a lane and you're going 70 and all of a sudden you get behind this caravan? Like, I was driving from Denver to Nashville, and I was in Kansas City, and I was just cruising along the highway going 70, 75 like the rest of them, and I'm just in one of the middle lanes, and there was an old lady who was going 30 miles an hour on the interstate.
Yeah.
No, and as I was flying, I was like, oh my God, I'm going to crash into her. Like, how slow is she going? And I had to slam on the brakes. The guy behind me had to slam on the brakes. The poor old woman, I don't think she realized she had gotten on the interstate, probably didn't mean to. She looked really scared. People were passing her, diving. I mean, so if you're doing that with a horse, even if you're kind of flanked with motorcycles.
Yeah.
Like, that's like people are like driving and all of a sudden they see that and they got to switch lanes and everybody's moving. It can be a real problem. I mean, you know, so I guess your heart is in the right place until you cause a 17 car pileup.
Right.
You know, and then
that's the issue.
And then
right
what's
there.
The point? Right. Well, there you go. All right. That's the good, the bad, and the dumb is brought to you by Real Ketones Keto Energy Shots, giving you sustained energy without the sugar, jitters, or crash. DBHP is the all natural ingredient. It is patented and it's a powerful one that revs up your metabolism and turns your body into a fat burning machine in only minutes. Feel energized while shedding unwanted pounds. Real Ketones Keto Energy Shots. All right. We'll hit up Twitter coming up next at Tony D Radio, at Ron Culver. That's Ron with two N's as we continue with Wake Up Call.